Is it a robot?
Robot or not?
John, I have a story before we get to this question, which is, I frequently, when I'm doing making pasta, will ask my wife to come over and test the pasta to see if it's done. And I've been doing this forever. And she finally was like, why do you keep doing this? And I said, I just don't trust myself with the pasta. And we went through a whole thing of like, no. We're going to have the pasta. Now taste the pasta. Does it seem like it's done? Does it seem like it needs more? Because she's trying to get me to be a little more confident in my own judgment about pasta and not bother her about it. Which brings me to listener Connor, who wrote to robot@theincomparable.com to say, John, what is al dente? How do you make sure your pasta is cooked al dente? If you do, I've heard it means to the teeth. As in pasta that is chewy enough that it sticks in your teeth. Surely I could Google that, but asking you to help me define it seems much more effective. John, tell me about cooking pasta, please.
How if it doesn't stick in your teeth? Well, first of all, I agree that practice makes perfect. You just got to, you know, try. But what I usually say with cooking and lots of other things when you're trying to, home in on a particular point is... if you're making pasta, let's say, and no help from the outside, you're just doing it yourself, and you're just constantly overcooking it, just turning it into mush, what I always say then is, next time you make pasta, try to intentionally undercook it. What you want to happen is you want to finish it, put it down your plate, eat it, and be like, oh my God, this is so undercooked. Try to do that once. Maybe you'll succeed, and you'll be like, yep, I figured out what undercooking is. It's this. I mean, don't put it in for 2 seconds to get, but try to take it out when you think this is surely not done. Maybe you will find that because your instincts are miscalibrated, when you take it out and say, this doesn't quite seem done, but I'm supposed to be trying to undercook it, so let me take it out this time. Maybe you'll find that is perfect. Or maybe you'll undershoot. But the worst thing that people tend to do with cooking is they just keep circling around the same incorrect point. They just keep overcooking it by varying amounts, right? They never get to the other side. So always try to oscillate around the point you want. If you want right in the middle and you keep overcooking it, you want to go overcook, undercook, and you want to narrow down on it. But if you just spend your whole time overcooking, you're never getting any closer to the correct amount. As for al dente, there's all sorts of cooking shows that will try to tell you, things that you can measure. There should be a little lighter uncooked portion of the pasta when you break it in half and have a macro camera that can zoom real far in. Ugh, what they mean is it should feel like something when you bite into it. Overcooked pasta, your teeth just go right through it. It's just totally overcooked mush, right? Mm. And then, raw pasta that's dried, that doesn't happen with. Somewhere in the middle is al dente.
And that's what the toothiness means, actually, right? Is toothiness means that if you bite into it, there is some change in texture as you go through it. If it's
provides more resistance than overcooked pasta. It doesn't have to be changed from the outside to the inside. That's the thing, because a lot of things they'll say, okay, well, the outside is going to be squishy, but the inside should be hard as a rock.
No.
It just means that if you had a force meter, how much force does it take to press through this particular pasta shape? Because every pasta shape is going to be different. Like the force required to go through an al dente piece of spaghetti is different than the force required to go through an al dente piece of rigatoni, right? So that's why it's so difficult. But what it comes down to is with al dente is there should be some life in it. Pastas with shape should not collapse in on themselves. Like, for example, rigatoni. If you overcook rigatoni, it just flattens out into if you had a giant tube made of fabric that was the size of your house and you put it out on your lawn, it would just flatten out into a big flat thing. It wouldn't stand proud as a tube, right? Anything with a shape, you want to maintain its shape. Things that don't have a shape with a hollow inside it, like a spaghetti, they're just like, well, how can I tell when spaghetti is al dente? That's when people get into it. Like, oh, you break it in half and you see the inside is a little bit harder than the outside because it hasn't cooked all the way through yet. But bottom line is when you bite into it, it should feel like something is there. If I say bite down now and you have to tell me whether there was a piece of spaghetti between your teeth or not, you should be able to answer correctly all the time. Whereas super overcooked spaghetti, if you could avoid touching their mouth or their tongue, you might not be able to tell.
All right. I have some more pasta follow-up. This is our all pasta episode. Joshua wrote in to say, are spaghetti noodles, or alternately, is a spaghetto a noodle? Love it.
Yeah, so noodles versus pasta versus spaghetti versus, all the other words that circle around that.
It's just Venn diagram, right? I mean, pasta, spaghetti is a pasta, and a pasta is a kind of noodle, right?
Yeah, so I would say a noodle is a kind of pasta, but it really just depends on what culture you're coming from or to. But in America, the term noodle is definitely expansive enough to cover all sorts of kinds of pasta, right? Because there's no like distinction of saying, well, that's not a noodle, that's spaghetti, and spaghetti isn't a noodle. People call spaghetti noodles all the time. There's no reasonable way for you to say, well, that's different than, udon noodle or like something. What are the other ones for that they use in ramen? Or like, it's just
ramen noodles.
Right, there you go. Yeah, I tend to think of pasta as the umbrella term that encompasses a lot more than noodle. But there are definitely instances where they both apply.
Okay, a little further down this path, a friend of the show, Lee, your friend Lee, wrote in and said, I had a crappy frozen meal for lunch that was called drunken noodles. When discussing what to have for dinner with my wife, she said I probably didn't want pasta since I had noodles for lunch. I said the pasta aren't noodles, so there was no problem. We talked about whether lasagna was a noodle, and we listened to the Gnocchi episode, which didn't settle the issue. Sorry about that. Are pastas noodles? Are some pastas like spaghetti noodles? Are any pastas not noodles? Is noodle just a synonym for pasta? Anything more to add?
Sorry, Lee, but if someone says they had pasta for lunch, they don't want it for dinner, had noodles for lunch, they don't want it for dinner, they mean like a starchy,
I don't need more long things in my life.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Even if it's not long, it's just like that's what they're objecting to, and trying to say that noodles and pasta are two different things, which sometimes they are and sometimes they aren't, doesn't take away from the fact that the objection is not to the very specific incarnation of a particular kind of fruit product, but rather I just don't want a bunch of wet hot carbs.
Robot or not.